Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun sets over Israel, expect clear skies tonight in Jerusalem, slightly cooler temperatures in Tel Aviv, and a warm evening in Haifa. Ideal conditions for those enjoying outdoor activities or a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post earlier today, IDF Intelligence Chief Shlomi Binder is on a mission to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. His views on Hezbollah, the Mecca deal, and AI challenges are coming into focus. Also from Mariv, just in. A concerning report reveals a surge in anti-Semitic discourse against Jews in Britain. This follows the British government's recent sanctions against Israel. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, alarming warnings to Prime Minister Netanyahu before the October 7th massacre challenge his political stance. Evidence suggests he was alerted about the impending Hamas attack. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Pakistan has cautioned Iran to control the Houthis as Saudi strikes increase. And finally, from Yedioth Ahronoth, earlier today, Netanyahu has threatened legal action should accusations against him persist. Reaction has been swift on social media. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, noted just minutes ago that Hamas intentionally timed an attack on a Jewish holiday, expecting a delayed response due to observance. AIPAC shared earlier today that Joel Martin Rubin was labeled dangerous for speaking out against anti-Semitism on a recent broadcast. He emphasized the reality of calling out such views. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, wrote that Lebanese Sunni scholar Sheikh Yahya Araji declared there will be no peace or recognition of Israel until it is destroyed. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, IDF Intelligence Chief Shlomi Binder is intensifying efforts to block Iran's nuclear ambitions. He has expressed concerns about regional threats and the increasing role of AI in military strategy. This highlights the complexity of modern warfare and regional diplomacy. Turning to the Mariv report, the recent British sanctions against Israel have sparked a troubling rise in anti-Semitic rhetoric in the UK. The swift backlash underscores the sensitivity of international sanctions and their unintended social consequences. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu faced warnings about the Hamas attack, undermining his defense against criticism. This revelation raises questions about his leadership and the government's preparedness. On the diplomatic front, Pakistan's warning to Iran regarding the Houthis comes as Saudi Arabia escalates its strikes. This tension adds another layer to the already complex Middle Eastern dynamics, with potential implications for regional alliances. Finally, Netanyahu's legal threat aims to counter growing accusations tied to recent events. His response may further polarize public opinion and impact his political future. On the economic front, first, Dan Shemesh, a security researcher at Orion Security, told Tech that AI is revolutionizing endpoint security. This innovation could significantly enhance cybersecurity measures across industries. Separately, Walla Business reports a shift in Israeli public donations. There is now a greater focus on mental health support, moving away from military equipment funding. This change reflects evolving societal priorities. And finally, Mariv Business highlights the Jasmine Project in Givatayim. Three buildings are set for demolition to make way for a new tower. This development represents urban renewal and expansion in the area. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.